It's 40 degrees at 7:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Hodge. This is news from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Raleigh officials say they plan to split the agency that oversees new construction. Jorge Valencia reports.
The city has been getting applications for residential and commercial permits at almost pre-recession levels. That's one reason the city wants to create a development department dedicated to inspections and permits, says Assistant City Manager Jim Green.
It's going to help us with accountability. It's going to help us with communication.
The city will also create a new agency focusing on the long-term development of infrastructure. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
A Burlington man has been given the honorary promotion to Chief Petty Officer in the U.S. Coast Guard. Clement Turrell joined the Coast Guard in 1950 when African Americans were only allowed to serve as stewards. That meant few, if any, opportunities to be promoted to a higher rank.
At the time, I knew what the law was, and that's just the way it was, you know, and there was no way at that time that you could buck that.
Turrell served in the Coast Guard for 20 years. Earlier this week, the Coast Guard issued the honorary promotion at a ceremony in Burlington. In college basketball, number 2 Duke beat defending national champion Connecticut 66-56 last night. Duke got off to a slow start in the second half, and UConn tied it, leading to a tongue-lashing from coach Mike Krzyzewski. Freshman point guard Tyus Jones responded, scoring 21 points. Justice Winslow hit two key baskets late in the game for the Blue Devils. It'll be sunny today, highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Cloudy with a chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s. By Sunday, sunshine returns. It'll be breezy, highs right around 50. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.